Here is our third devotional on the theme of abiding, and this time it comes out of Revelation 7, 13 through 17. So if you want to grab a Bible and turn to Revelation 7, I encourage you to put this on pause right now. Revelation 7, 13 through 17. Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they? Where do they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Revelation 7 is one of my favorite passages, hands down. To me, it is one of the most comforting images in the Bible, taken from Isaiah 25:8, with God reaching out and wiping every tear from their eyes. If you take nothing else from this devotional, sit with that image for a while. As we look at abiding, at dwelling with God today, we are given a picture of a lamb who is the shepherd. We find people who have already gone through the great tribulation who are before the throne of God being sheltered by the one on the throne. This is where our abiding language comes today. To me, it sounds a lot like Psalm 91, in dwelling in the shelter of the Most High, of resting in the shadow of the Almighty. In this case, God on the throne has pitched a tent for the people of God to dwell in, to remain in, to abide and be protected from all danger. But notice the context. These people, they've already passed through the great tribulation. They're in the throne room of God. They're in the heavenly realm, abiding with God. The promise that we find in the Bible about abiding with God does not promise a life without hardships. But the promise we find in the Bible about abiding with God is that God will be with us. God will dwell with us through it all. Earlier in Revelation, it was the slaughtered lamb who had already conquered and was worthy to take the scroll back in chapter 5. But it was the lamb's death. It was Jesus' death on a cross that enabled him to achieve victory. Death on earth led to victory. As we face the uncertainty of the coronavirus, may you be strengthened in knowing that to abide with God, to abide in love, is to trust in the promise that God is with you, and to dwell in that promise. The Bible started with God dwelling with his people in a garden. Jesus came to dwell with us, as John describes it in John 1:14. And the ultimate reality that we are looking forward to, that's described in Revelation 21, 3 and 4, is that we're looking towards a sweet reunion where heaven and earth are reunited and the home of God is among us again. And God will dwell with us and we will be his people. And God will wipe every tear from our eyes. Listen one more time to the lyrics of "Abide With Me" as our prayer. Abide with me, Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, O abide with me. Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim and its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. But you who changes not, abide with me. 'Cause I need your presence every passing hour. What but your grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like yourself my guide and stay can be, through cloud and through sunshine, abide with me. I fear no foe, with you at hand to bless. Ills have no weight, and tears have no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where, grave, is your victory? For I triumph still if you abide with me. Hold then your cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies, where heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. For in life, in death, O Lord, abide with me. Grace and peace to you. Amen.